Ever find yourself feeling at the mercy of life's unpredictable waves? Imagine if there was an age-old secret waiting just for you to turn those feelings of helplessness into pillars of strength and oases of calm. Keep listening to uncover this timeless wisdom that could redefine the way you navigate life's storms.
Welcome aboard the podcast of the Stoic Pirate and our quest for the treasure of the good life. Here's your host, Matt Mueller.
Hooah, dear pirates out there. Welcome aboard the ship of the Stoic Pirate and on our quest for the treasure of the good life. My name is Matthias and I'm the host of the podcast, The Stoic Pirate. Today, let's unlock a game changer for your life's journey, the Stoics' dichotomy of control. Don't be misled by its grandiose sound. It's just a straightforward secret to living a fuller, happier life. It boils down to this essential yet powerful realization that some things are within our grasp and many others simply aren't. The real magic happens when we discern the difference between the two. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers, put it straight. The main job in life is distinguishing what's in our control from what's not. What he's driving at is simple but profound. Pour your energy into your actions, your choices, and your responses. Everything else, let it go. That includes the unpredictables, like other people's actions or life's random turns. Take dealing with a difficult, troublesome, and annoying person at work, in your community, or in your club. You know deep down you can't change them, as much as you might wish to. Here's the clincher on control. Their actions? Out of your hands. Your reaction? That's all you. Choosing calm, understanding, and setting clear boundaries? That's in your control. This isn't about waving a white flag. It's about tactically steering through what you can affect. It's about safeguarding your peace and integrity, no matter what storms brew outside. This idea of control isn't about simply giving up when faced with things beyond our reach. It's about empowerment. It teaches us that although we can't halt the storm, we can certainly steer our course through it. It's a lesson in resilience and finding calm in the chaos. So, keep in mind, it's not about succumbing to whatever life throws at us. It's about seizing control where we can, maintaining our course with confidence, and moving forward come what may. It's about staying true to ourselves and our path, regardless of the storms we navigate through. All right, listen up. Life's tough, right? We all have things we complain about. My teacher didn't like me. The coach didn't see how good I was. He didn't see my potential. I didn't grow up with much. My parents were poor. I'm not as tall as I want to be. My boss picked the brown noser over me. Sounds familiar? That's because we are all focusing on stuff we can't do anything about it. It's like crying over spilled milk. But here's the thing. It's time to stop. It's time to think about what you can do. All that energy spent moaning about things, it's wasted. We need to switch it up. Instead of feeling sorry for ourselves, let's look at what we can actually change. And you know what you can always change? Yourself. Here's the deal. Stop worrying about stuff out of your hands. It's like trying to catch rain. Useless. Start focusing on you. You can always make yourself better. Read a book, learn something new, chat with people who've got interesting things to say, hang out with folks who make you laugh and think. Help someone out, get moving, do some exercise. Do stuff that makes you and the people around you happy. Enough with the whining and worrying about things you can't change. There's no point. Instead, worry about not being the best you can be. Because getting better, improving yourself, that's on you. Let's commit to improving ourselves every single day. That's something entirely within our power. So, what are we waiting for? Let's dive in. Now, I want to throw down a challenge for all of you listening. Take a moment to think about something that's been bothering you, something that's been a source of worry or frustration. Ask yourself, can I actually do something about this? If the answer is no, it's time to start the process of letting it go. Instead, pivot your attention towards the things you can influence. How you think, how you react, and the steps you decide to take from here. So here's what you're going to do. Pick one thing you've been complaining about, something you can't change. Let it go. Now, find one thing about yourself you can make better and start working on it. That's your mission. I'm also calling on you to share your journey with me. Get involved. Tell me how adopting the Stoic mindset of focusing on what's within your control has transformed your view or altered your path. We're here to uplift one another with stories of personal evolution and resilience. Marcus Aurelius once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength." This is the kind of strength we're aiming to harness. By zeroing in on what we can control and learning to accept what we can't, we not only find peace but also empower ourselves to navigate life with a renewed sense of purpose and resilience. All right, that's a wrap, dear pirates. I hope I have managed to spark some inspiration or at least given you something to chew on. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to the Stoic Pirate podcast for more journeys into the vast seas of wisdom and personal growth. Take care and sail smoothly until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Stoic Pirate. Come back again to our quest for the treasure of the good life.